Alrighty, I am live, so if you guys want to go to it, I will send the link in iRacing chat. If you just look it up, you should be able to find it, or just look up KO5 on YouTube.
Right, that is a lot of fast shots.
There's the stream link. But yeah, we'll be doing fully broadcasted every race, and yeah, some payouts during the season and things like that, so.
Hey, Greg. Long time no see, buddy.
What's up, Randy?
All right.
Looking like a rookie again.
Gonna hit the mute button for all of that, and we're gonna go live with it, so. Getting ready for takeoff at our club tonight. At Auto Club, gonna be a fast one. Bunch of cars, 25 cars qualified. Doug's gonna race control it, so excited about that. Alrighty, here we go. Gonna get to the camera settings, and here we go. So, getting ready for it, for the start to this whole deal. Wish I had a little bit better view. Try to figure it out. Alrighty. 25 cars qualifying. Ended up qualifying for our club. Little recruitment hosted race that we ended up doing. So, bunch of cars on the pole. Going to be Blaze Crawford. Ended up sitting on the field. Pro driver, actually. Raced with him quite a bit. Have good battles with him. He's going to be fast. Behind him, we got Joaquin. He's going to be starting P3 and P4. Two lead guys, so that's fun. Got Greg Welland behind him. Running off the top five, then Nick, Jeremy, two other league guys. Anthony, Mike, McMillan, Thomas Haley, and running out the top 10. And then a few of the league guys. Kale going to be starting 11th. Brandon going to be 13th. Mike's going to be 20th. And I think All Britain was in here. Pruitt's running. Greg might be joining me in a booth, not for sure. But they're running off now, so excited to watch this deal. Chad going to be starting P number 2, Joaquin P number 3. So, Alex Sadler Esports, you see Blaze is in. But going to be 50 laps, pretty short race.
Thank you.
Good luck, everybody. Pretty short race, only 50 laps, one fast pair, three sets of tires. So, yeah, just got to be smart with it. Then once again, if anybody is interested in the league, just staff the race and we'll get you guys in. Just PM me or Doug and we'll get you guys in on the Discord and all that. So have fun with it, everybody. Here we go. Down the backstretch. You
yeah,
see
I love
pace
that
car lights or
else. That's pretty fun.
All right. See some of the windshield banners, Chad, with that ended up making a black one, I see. That's pretty cool. But 50 laps at Auto Club tonight. Gonna have a few league guys in the top five, but we're coming into the restart zone now. So, pace car, gonna dip off as we see it. But pace car going to dip off now. There he goes, making that hard left turn. Into the restart zone they go. Big field tonight. In the restart zone, and they're off. Good restart, looks like, throughout the field now. Nice little flyby shot. You see the field coming at you at full speed. See, already see the lead guy's going to make it three wide. Nick going to try to go through the middle. Not going to be able to do it, but Chad trying to fight a raid on the outside of Joaquin. He's going to be clear, so Chad trying to chase down Blaze now down the back straightaway. He's going to have a bit of draft. Think about looking to the inside. There he goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Auto Club, one of the very unique and one of the best tracks on the schedule. Can run so many different lanes. And Chad showing the lane that he's trying to make that pass in is on the bottom. So he's going to try to get up back behind Blaze. Try to draft as much as he can down the straightaway. Seem to be all good racing throughout the field so far. A lot of pack racing. A lot of good battles going on throughout the field. Kel made a new paint scheme in that Gatorade truck. But everybody running pretty good so far. Two by two, like a high-speed pace lap. Looking fast, looking fun. Jeremy on the bottom. He's going to try to make up his time. The time, he's quick. So going to be watching him come out through the field. But front of the pack, just going to be all single file. Chad looking to the outside. Blaze heading into turn number one. Not going to be out there, though. Blaze going to come straight back up the track to try to block it, keep him in dirty air. They're going to try to split him three wide. See Nick running the fence. Nick up on that high line. Running that high line, Nick. I like it. That's the line I like to run. Joaquin not going to be clear, though. He's going to try to side draft Chad. Not going to be close enough. He's going to be shuffled down on that bottom lane. Once you get shuffled out, it's a pretty big deal. All about lane and kind of conserving the tires here. And the draft's big, especially in the trucks. So going to see how many of the lead guys kind of try to work together. And go around Blaze once again, a pro driver. So cool to get a pro driver in it. But Nick going to go to the bottom now. Entering turn number one. He's going to be right front tire to door number. And he's going to be clear in the center. Is he going to be clear on exit? Looks like he is. Nick to the lead at Auto Club. Nick with a solid job to get by Blaze. Blaze is going to try to fight back on the inside, though. Can't leave this battle. Battle for the lead at Auto Club. Not going to be able to leave it. Blaze is going to get back clear, though. Exit of turn number four. Ooh, Chad sideways on the front stretch. He's going to save it. Keep going, but Joaquin still out back behind him. Nick going to try to chase Blaze all the way over the track. Get to his left rear and try to side draft. He's going to be tucked up under his bumper on entry. Nick to the top, Blaze to about the middle. Then on exit, he's going to try to run that low line. Nick trying to hold it around the top. Nick going to have the momentum in the draft now on the back straightaway. Ooh, one of the wall at the back, though. That, see who that is. I believe that's Richard Pruitt. One of the older guys that runs in the league or hasn't run in a while, but able to find the time, and he jumped in with us tonight. But they're going to be side by side for the lead down the front straightaway. Nick trying to side draft really hard, try to stay up next to him. Nick with a nose on him on entry of turn number one. Nick going to be clear in the center. Joaquin going to be on Chad's right rear. That's going to get him a little bit tight. But Nick, clear at Auto Club. Back to the lead. Back to the point. As we're on with Anthony Bledsoe. He's in that P5 spot. Got Thomas Haley underneath him. Those two are going to be battling for the fifth spot. Track seems to be darkening just a little bit. So they're going to... Ooh, Chad ends up getting in the wall. That's going to be big for the front runners. That's going to stack up a lot of the field. You see Jeremy already fighting his way through the middle. But that stacked up a lot of cars. Chad's going to get damage on the right front. And Greg Wellen making a little bit of contact there with the 93 of Mitchell Howell on the bottom in that middle. But all in all, been a good race. A lot of cars making mistakes. And cars getting a little bit unstable now. You see, one car in the wall, 54 in the wall, 68 spinning. And he collects Kale in it as well. That's going to be yellow number one of the night. Kale, a good save, a little flip around, but end up getting into it. And that's going to be big. So go back and look what happened here on this deal. Looks like, it just looks like Anthony gets in the wall a little bit. Nowhere for the 68 to go. He gets in the back of him, and Kittle has no time to react. He gets in the back of him, and just 68 bounces off the wall and comes back down into him, and they go for a spin. So only two cars in that really get a lot of damage, but they're all right. Going to stay back running. Probably going to have to use one of their two or one of their only fast pairs in this, but going to be lining it back up for the restart and ready for it. So going to be cool to watch them go back through the field, but we get a little bit closer up now. Got some of the guys doing an interview with Nick. Ended up taking the lead, so I'm going to do an interview with him. Nick ends up taking the lead early in this deal. Taking it early, started a little bit further back, up five spots already, though, and to the lead. Ended up passing a pro driver in that deal. How's car driving right now? And tell us a little bit about the restart that you had.
It's driving pretty good. This pro driver is definitely speeding. I'm going 56, he's just passing me. But, I don't know. It's driving good. I just threw a block on the pro driver down pit road. And he bumped me. But, no, it's driving good. I'm just trying not to wear tires too much, which I know we were doing, but oh my god.
Ooh, contact down pit road.
But, yeah, no, we're driving good, we're doing good, poor Chad. But, yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir, doing a good job, up five spots, biggest mover at the moment entering pit road, so good luck the rest of the race.
Did he not take tire?
Alrighty, gonna jump back into it here. Greg ended up on the outside of the box and just turns in, wasn't clear on Chad, and just hooks a hard left, almost misses his box, and he just turns left right across Chad's nose. They make contact right and right inside of Nick, Nick's car right there, so they make contact, but off pit road. Gonna be Blaze, ends up getting that done first. Let's see, did he look like he just picked the front of the nose up? No, he misses the stall, and maybe just took feel on that, not for sure. But he's going to come out of pit road, P number one. But a few cars did stay out. Jeremy and Thomas are going to stay out now. And they're going to be having a no fuel. Didn't pit. Blaze just took fuel there. And so did the five. But Nick ended up taking four tires. And he's pretty far back in the field. So obviously quick early. But he's going to have to come through this field and gain a lot of time, especially with this class of the field. 1.7k I rated for nearly a 40 car hosted race, 30 car hosted race, so not too bad on the SOF of this deal, but pace car lights are out. So Jeremy and Thomas gonna lead them to the green now. Got Blaze right behind them on the same set of tires. Didn't take tires, just took fuel that time. So those three are on even ground, but it's going to be double file restart now. Who is that in that black and blue in the 87? It's going to be Bentley Glasser. I like that car a lot. That thing is pretty looking. Let's see it rolling into view right now. Just see a little bit of it. I like that car with a little bit of kind of blue splash in it. Get a good view of it right here. Blue splash. Like that car a lot. I like that number, kind of how it fades and stuff like that. We'll go a little bit throughout the field, check out some paint schemes. 81, nice on the numbers. I like that. That's clean. AC DC on the back bumper. Got Richard in a Pepsi car. 52 in the Christmas looking mobile, but we're going to go back green here. And on lap 10 restart. So into the box now. Pace car dips off. Slowly rolling into the box. Blaze itching to get going all over Jeremy. Here we go. Jeremy gets a good restart and he's off. A few cars in the back going to have a good jump. 87 going to be, Mike ends up getting, I believe that's contact with Richard, but they're going to be three wide looking for battle number six, or P number six. Going to be three wide. 87, Bentley Glasser going to be taking it three wide on the top on that restart. He gets going on that top side, but down the backstretch, Germany's going to lead it on this restart. Bentley up 20 spots, the biggest mover of the race, as you can see in the bottom left when it switches back. He's up 20 spots, so big moves from him, but to the lead is Jeremy, and off of turn number four, it's going to be a battle between him and Blaze. Blaze on that top side, Jeremy on the bottom. Blaze going to lead it at that lap, runs that high line, and he ends up getting that lap led. He's going to be clear entering turn number one, looking to just fight on that outside line, run that top side aggressively, try to keep the momentum up. Big thing in the trucks is keeping momentum up, so he's going to be trying to do that. We're going to almost go, we're going to be three wide down the back straightaway for the lead. Just kidding. Haley going to jump back in behind Blaze. Stay in the draft, though, on his back bumper. See Joaquin, though, trying to make some moves. He's obviously in the league. He's going to be making some moves on them fresh tires. He's up five spots, but going to be an interesting battle to the end. Still have, well, completed lap 12 that time on lap 13 now, so still got way past halfway during the race, so aggressiveness already up pretty high in this deal. Aggressiveness levels, with Bentley making his way through the field. He's going to be P4, have a nose on Joaquin down the back straightaway. A little bit better view now. Very nice paint scheme for Blaze. Bentley, my bad. Bentley in that Gatorade, splash Gatorade paint scheme with the orange spoiler. Ooh, baby, that's a nice paint scheme, but still battle for the lead. Thomas Haley going to try to take the point on Blaze. He's going to be just half a lane lower and be on his door. Blaze trying to stay up on that high side, run the wall, run that Larson line up there. And line that I liked running a lot. He's going to be battling for it, but Joaquin lurking in the shadows. You see three different lines here, four different lines, almost trying to take it for the lead, four different lines. Thomas Haley going to be clear down the back straightaway on Blaze. Blaze going to push him. Both going to be clear on Joaquin and Jeremy, though, but entering turn number three, Thomas Haley with the lead. Going to be three wide for the lead for a split second off of turn four. Joaquin going to battle by himself. Thomas trying to block just a little bit. Comes down. All in all, good fight for the battle. For the lead, though, everything seems to be working fine. Ooh, Joaquin trying to get clear on Bentley. Not going to be able to do it. We're still three wide for the lead. Man, I love this track. Auto Club in trucks is one of the best combinations. I've been saying it for a while. Imagine this at night, too, under the lights, which is what the league race is going to be. Race, I believe, three on the schedule will be under the lights. Race number two, so it goes Daytona Auto Club. So it'll be one of the newer on the schedule pretty quickly. So this race is going to be fun. 17 gets on the wall. That's Brandon Bass, one of the guys that is in the league. He gets on the wall, and that's going to lose all his momentum down the front straightaway. Going to lose a bunch of spots from that. A little bit, well, big battle. Ooh, Richard ends up dooring somebody. Jason Spear and Richard actually ends up getting on the wall entering turn number one, but this is a hornet's nest back here. Something happened to Nick. He's out the back. He's going to be four wide here. One of the front runners and the leader at the pit stop, he's dropped back a lot of spots. So don't know what happened to him during it, but they're all still trying to battle their way back up to the field. Still almost three wide for the lead. You got this front four kind of pulling a bit of a gap on the fifth place runner of Thomas. He's also in the league, so cool to have a bunch of the league guys up front running this deal. I have since retired from the truck series in the league races, but this is a nice little battle for round 10th in that nice 81 spot with Nick underneath him, or 81 car with Nick underneath him. So all in all, battles throughout the field so far at Auto Club. We're going to put it in the static cam and just go crank it up for a little bit. As we say that, though, cars spinning wildly down the front straightaway. A few in the wall, a few cars in the grass. One car in the grass. End up saving it, though. Everybody seems to keep rolling, but still a battle for the lead. See Joaquin trying to be clear. He ends up getting Blaze to go on the fence. Maybe I have to look at that a little bit closer. Joaquin trying to throw a slide jaw. Blaze with the momentum around the outside. Good view for you here. Yeah, Blaze just ends up running into it. Joaquin gave him room on that outside and then started to squeeze him a little bit more, but he ended up getting the wall. And big contact now for Blaze. He's going to have right side damage. He's dropped back all the way behind seventh place. So he, when he crosses the line, is going to revert back to seventh. So ended up dropping back to seventh, but still a nice battle for the lead between Joaquin. Dylan Benson up front now. He's up 12 spots from the start of this deal. He's trying to take the lead, and he will down the back straightaway. Side drafting battle now. Who's going to be more aggressive on the side drafting? Entering turn number three. Coming back to lap 20. Completing lap 19 on 20 as they come to line. Who's going to lead the lap? Looks like it's going to be Joaquin. He's going to lead lap 20. Down out front, majority of this race, Joaquin really showing his speed on this big track. That ended up helping him just a little bit in practice. Did his race hub video for the league earlier today. Going to get that posted later tonight. So cool to see him right after we do that video. He's running up front and making a bunch of time up. See a pretty big gap throughout the field. Everybody's kind of spread out a lot. As we go a little bit further in the field, Nick still back here. But I think that contact on the corner on the front straightaway kind of stacked up a lot of the field, and they're all trying to fight their way back up the front. Brandon saw him getting the wall earlier, but Jeremy actually ends up pitting this time. He's going to come to pit road. Not for sure if there is a stage at lap 25. We're going to be halfway break, but Jeremy ends up coming to pit road. He did not pit during that first yellow, so he's lower on fuel than everybody else. See Richard battling there with the 81. Of Randy Bledsoe, and that 34 similar paint scheme to Michael McDowell, or at least in the 34. He's Ian Spear, but go back up, battle for the lead still. Ooh, Joaquin actually making moves. Ooh, him and Blaze making extra contact once again. Don't know what happened to him. Go back and take a look. He's way sideways and off of it. Ooh, was battling for the lead, was in the lead at that moment. He ends up getting the wall. And he loses a bunch of momentum down the back straightaway, and that costs him big. But to the point is going to be the number 42 of Neil Messer. He gets around Dylan on the back straightaway, exiting turn number two. You see a few cars leaving pit road. You saw Bentley, he left pit road. And Jeremy obviously pitted the last time, so they're them two exiting pit road. And Neil started 28 spots. He has gained 28 spots from the start of the race to the lead. Big gain for Neil. That's cool. He's having probably the funnest race in the field. I always have the most fun when I start at the back and end up working my way through the field. So he's up 28 spots. Lead 29 now if it updates to check it. But as we're going now, working lap 24. See in the bottom left, 29 spots for the leader. Steve Grinnell in that 32 truck in 10th place, up 25 spots. Further 18 and 21 spots gained throughout, but we're going through this little battle for P number 5, for a top 5 spot. Joaquin, a little blank, but top 5 battle still between Blaze and Joaquin. So Blaze and Joaquin getting to know each other really well during this race.
Hey, Cabe.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have a caution at 25, so just want to let you know so you can call it out.
I was wondering that. Definitely.
That's what
Greg,
I'm coming for.
One of the partner announcers, he's big in letting me know information like that. So, Greg, appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know that. I was actually questioning that, so appreciate it.
Not a problem. As well as a team owner, Everett Motorsports, we are still in the race.
75, yes. 75 and 98 truck in the league races.
There we go.
A little further deeper into the field. Don't know what happened on his pit stop, but as we're coming to the stage break, looks like that will be it, I believe. If Doug throws it, yes, he does. Race control throws it. So that's going to be it for Neil. Ends up winning the stage. Neil Messer ends up getting it done for the stage. Congratulations to him in that number 42 truck. Pretty clean. Biggest mover out of the race up 29 spots from the start. So big field, big moves for him. Nice American paint scheme for performance. Red, white, and blue paint scheme.
Yeah, it's been quite a race tonight, Kate, you know. Trucks have been real clean, but they've been fast, you know.
Well, like I said, race number two in the season for the league is going to be Auto Club Speedway, so looking forward to that. These guys are driving on the 86 track temperature track, so they're going to have, they're willing it as much as they can. You see all of them coming to pit road, though. I think everybody's coming to pit road. Thomas, he's going to stay out. But Thomas and a few of the others, see Nick pulling down pit road, a few of the lead guys still coming down pit road, but a lot of the cars, that is going to be Greg Whelan. He's going to try to get his lap back. A lot of cars may stay to get their laps back if they are laps down, but we're going to go and watch this race off pit road. Entering the box now, you see Blaze. He ends up missing it just a little bit. See if he takes his tires. No, he's actually out of the truck. As they're changing the truck, he's out of it, as you can see. Wonder if that's just a pro thing where you jump out of the truck. No, he's out of it. Car's still on pit road, and he is not moving. So he's not moving, but our race leader or stage winner.
Sure wasn't me.
Neil Messer, congratulations on the stage win in that 42 truck. Ended up actually the biggest mover so far in the race, up 29 spots, so just want to say congratulations for the broadcast booth on hard charger and stage win.
Thank you.
Neil seems to be a pretty cool guy. He's going to drop back pretty far, though, for the restart, but see at the bottom, P22 now, so he's going to be pretty far back, or at least when he crossed the line, he was P22, so going to be fun to watch him have to charge back through the field once again and see if he can get it done. But a few cars did stay out. And looks like Greg Whelan stayed out. But Mike McMillan, last pitter on 26, and he is going to be your race leader coming back to the green. So everybody right now has pitted on lap 26. So everybody on the same strategy are going to be close to it. Don't see anybody on another lap, but race leader when we get back going to the green. Dylan, Mike, a 2.2K I-rated driver, maxed out safety, and then he's going to have Dylan to his outside. He is a C-class 1.0 driver, 400 I-rated guy, but he's up making it look pretty easy up at the front after maybe a little bit of pit strategy call. You see Nick a little bit deeper in the field, or going to be starting P8 on the restart. See on the outside of Brandon. So those two are in the league, and they're going to be restarting a little deep in the field now. So going to have to watch them. We go a little bit further back. Jeremy, Chad. Not sure what happened to Chad as well. He had some problems. See Kale deep in the field too. So a lot of the league guys actually have problems. Kind of believe that was kind of lap 15, 10. They both started dropping back. Kell obviously had that spin earlier, not been able to catch up very much, but been fun to watch, been fun to announce. So coming back to just after the halfway, I'm going to do the halfway restart this time. Pace car lights are out. Yeah. Good luck, everybody, the rest of the way. Going to be fun. 23 more to go. Here we go. Pace car is off. Dylan and Mike leading him to the green. Good restart there for Mike. He's going to get a really good jump. Third place, Jason Spear going to look to the Dylan's inside. See, they all fan out down the back, or entering turn number one. They all going to fan out. Nick to the top. Greg, your driver. He ends up sticking around the top. He's going to be the highest car in turn one. So, ooh, and they're already spinning down the back straightaway.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got to spin.
That is Blaze, the pro driver. Ends up spinning. See how that happened. Trying to shoot through the middle. Took tires that time. see the 81, he ends up spinning in front of him. That's Randy Bledsoe. He ends up spinning. Kell a little loose next to him. And just a little bit of contact he ends up spinning from. I believe that was the 36 of Corey Paitner. They make contact, and that spins Blaze around. So Blaze spun. Spun once again. Lost it after he spun out, but he's going to get back going. That's going to wear his tires a lot. So he's going to be deep in the field. Going to have to watch the pro driver come from the back. Going to be fun to watch him do that. Elliott Esports driver. Going to be cool to watch. Wish I could get on a team like that. What do you think, Greg? Be cool to get on a team like that. Be battling for championships in the Pro Series and all that. But your driver, Nick, up to 7th, was deep in the field pretty early, and he's already up quite a bit of spots from then up to P7, but still in lead. He is actually the leading league guy who's in the league. He's up to 7th, so a lot of the league guys pretty far back now. Was up front leading a lot of it, and a few of them made mistakes, and now that looks to be it, so... Gonna take a quick break right here and get me a water drink and check something with race control. All right, we're back. Gonna check a few of the comments to see if anybody is watching. Be cool. Highly doubt anybody's watching. We got 3 watching, so that's pretty cool. No comments yet. No comments, but that's all right. We're having fun racing. Be a video, get a lot of views later on. So, but at the moment, as we come back to the green, pace car lights are out. So back to the green this time. Mike and Dylan. They're going to still be on the front row. Nick a little bit further up from where he was. Neil Messer, the biggest mover at the halfway point. He's going to be restarting P9. So, going to be interesting to watch, everybody. Back. By the way, top 3, whoever it may be at the end of the deal, if you guys want to join Discord, do interviews too. I can interview you guys and just kind of have fun with that too, if anybody's interested. After the race, post-race. Ooh, big stack up between everybody on the inside right there. But going to be heading back to the green. You see Chad, Brandon, Mike. A lot of the lead guys actually on the outside row now. Got Mike leading it. Brandon, Chad, Kale. They're all going to be lined up on that outside row pretty deep in the field. But come back to the green. His car lights are out. He's going to be making that hard left turn off of turn number 4. More on the straightaway at Auto Club, but here we go. Slowly creeping into the restart zone. See that blue mark? Here they are. Into the restart zone and off. Nick going to give a big shot to the 52. Maybe he wasn't ready for that. A lot of cars stacking up in the back. That Grinch car on the outside didn't get a great restart. Don't know who that is. Looks like it's the 32. He didn't get a good restart. That's going to stack up a lot of the outside field. No battle up front. Brewing at the moment. Nick trying to make some moves to the middle. They're going to be 3 wide off of turn number 2 for five. A lot of cars mixing it up back in the back. We're gonna be five wide down the back straightaway. Five, maybe six at the moment. Don't know for sure, but you see Blaze, he's already making moves, and they're wrecking out back behind him. Don't know where they went, but they wrecked big out back behind him. Don't know who that was, but they wrecked out back behind Blaze. Was gonna comment and say, hey, we're gonna watch it. Let's go on board. Go on board with Blaze. Pretty high up exit turn one, but we're gonna go on board with him down the back straightaway. See, he sees an opening, sees the hole. Goes right through the middle, underneath Kale. They make a little bit of contact. Kale probably had something to say about that, knowing him, but all in all, gets clean through. And then they wreck out back behind him. He's actually gone. So did he leave? No, he's still in it. He's just blinking a lot, so he's not able to see what they say about his blinking, but he is blinking quite a bit, and we'll go outside the car and watch what happened on this deal. Go from the outside of the car. See Crawford right in front of him. And looks like the 27 gets into the right rear of the 5. They made contact, and it shoots them up into the 81. Bit of net code on Richard. He goes spinning. But only two cars get severe damage from it. I think everybody made it out other than them. But still causes a yellow, so. Going to be called right there, I believe, on the 27. Not for sure. Going to have to check with race control on that. Greg, if you don't mind being the runner for that, I guess. But a lot of cars coming down to pit road.
See, I'll go check it.
Yes, yeah, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we got Nick going to the lead. Not to lead. Apologies. He's going to be headed to pit road. See who leaves pit road first. Blaze into pit box now, starting pretty far back. A lot of these guys are probably going to take tires. But Dylan leaves pit road first. Going to have Joseph on his out. Maybe not. He may have sped right there or just not beat him off pit road. He's going to exit it. And then Anthony Bledsoe. Jeremy Horn exited next. But a lot of cars pitted. A lot of cars didn't. We'll see the split right here. Corey Painter. Painter, not sure what to say or how to pronounce your name, Corey, so I apologize, but he is the last one to stay out, first one to exit the pits, at least, maybe not on four tires, I have to see, but he pitted on lap 34, everybody else in front on lap 26, so gonna have to watch and see what the 52 does. Got the 54 behind him and Jeremy. So if you're the Jeremy, we know he's quick, and gonna have to watch him come through the field. He got Crawford in it. He's 7.6K I rated and at the back. Been at the back most of this race, and he's got Nick actually right behind him. So Nick doing a pretty good job. Kind of been at the back with the pro driver, but he's working his way through the field. Probably smart move by Nick, just follow him. But throughout the field now, we're going to have to watch a lot of the tires and a lot what people are doing to tire save and kind of what everybody's strategy is, because we still got 15 laps to go. Half the field pitted that time. Don't know if there's an extra set. More than likely they do. But these guys who stayed out will at least have two, so going to be watching them and see a lot of the calls during it, but we go through it. Yes, Greg?
Hey, Kay. Yes, all right. Sir? I was talking to race control on that last incident. I think it was the number five, took it five wide, and he dropped down and came up on the 27. We've been watching the 27. But he came up on the 27 and caused it.
Alrighty, appreciate you checking that. I was wondering what the call was gonna be. Couldn't ended up looking at it, so we'll see.
That's why he got an EOL.
Yes, so he ends up getting the EOL. But pace car lights are out, so we're gonna be heading back to the green this time. And Neil, to the point, picking or at least on the bottom. Don't know if he's the leader, but if he is, he definitely going to have a good restart. Beats him to the line. You see Bentley on that outside. They're going to be three wide to the stripe.
You're going three wide. Yes, they are.
Three wide entering turn number one. Neil out front, at least on this restart. We'll see what that top line builds and the momentum that stays with it. But Neil in that 42 truck, he's got the point. Going to have to block three lanes down to back straightaway, and he does, and that's going to be big. The 68 saves it. So does the, I believe that was the 93. They make contact, but they're all right. See the 52, one of the first guys off pit road. I believe the first guy on four tires. He ends up losing a bunch of spots, but that block down the backstretch may have caused that. Not for sure. Yellow is out. Going to have to go back and see what happened there. But yellow is out a little deeper in the field. Oh, yes, big. Let's go back and see what caused the start of that. When I wasn't fully for sure. Gonna have to go and see. Let's get a nice aerial cam for it. There we go. So you see on the front stretch, yeah, it just looks like the 93 kind of came down. Maybe try to line up a push with the 42, and he comes down on the 68. And they first make contact, and then the 94 right next to them actually ends up coming and putting Chad in the wall. But everybody saves it and keeps running. A little bit of more contact right there, and then you see a few of the back runners. They're trying to avoid it, and the 83 gets in the back of the 54, and that spins them hard, and a few cars end up wrecking after. Let's see who that was. Looks like it's the 83 of Jason Spear. He ends up running the back of the 54, and then big overcorrect moment, and a hard hit for the 29. He goes in the wall, and wow, that was definitely a big hit. Let's go on board with Benson right here. Dylan Benson, he sees it. Sees him get loose, hard overcorrect. He's going to go through the middle, and actually he gets turned by, wow, a lot of things happening under this one run. He gets turned by the 34, ends up getting tagged by him. 34 makes it out clean, and then, Thomas gets a little bit of damage from that, but everybody saves. I think everybody except for the 29. Big moment for him. Unfortunate for him. Nothing that he could do with it, but he just... Oh, that's a jump scare. That's more of a jump scare than anything. And, saw door numbers, and that's the last thing he saw. But... he's going to be in pit road. We're going to see how many people come to pit road that time. Looks like the first one off pit road is going to be Mike McMillan in that 21 truck. He leaves pit road first. No, Ian Spear leaves pit road first. My mistake. And Corey, Kyle, a lot of the guys that actually were in those last two wrecks, they ended up coming to pit road. Brandon, he pitted that time. So cool to get everybody... back running. Gonna be coming back to the green with 10 laps to go, I believe, if we look at it right. But we're gonna have to be watching out for it, because it's gonna get real dicey, I believe, later on in this deal. All right, let's get rolling here. On the pole for this restart, it's going to be Bentley. Still up a bunch of spots, up 27 spots, I believe that said. He's going to be starting up at the front of the field, leading him back to the green. And to his outside, it's going to be Neil. So Neil, back to Pede number two. Talk about a little bit, Neil, 1.6K I-rated driver. He's... about same SOF as this race, but he's going to have to battle the 4.3K IRA driver of Bentley. And out back behind him, Greg Wallen, 5.6K driver. Yeah, we're going to be watching it. Come back to the green, though. Pace car lights are out. Going to be 10 laps to go here on this restart at Auto Club. Here we go. Pace car makes that hard left into pit road. 87.42 coming to the green. And 87 gets a good restart. Oh, and they're wrecking in the back already. 27. He ends up spinning. And yellow's out already. Looks like, yeah, that one's on the 27. Not much more to say. 27 gets loose, and he drives into the side. He spins tires. Tries wiping out as many cars as he can with him, it looked like, but he ends up spinning tires and gets into the side of the 36 and 17. So, old tires definitely causing it last bit on that last restart. So, actually not old tires, but cold tires could be the cause of that. See the 41 down the infield, just not able to save it after he got hit. Went all the way down, ended up hitting the wall. Ooh, that little outlet. And he resets. He's going to be done for the day. Wow. See how many cars pit, though. Chad coming to pit road this time. Try to get his tires put on. It'll be deep in this field, though, for the restart. Back at the front, though, going to be Bentley in the lead. Kale having a solid run. Up to P4. So is Mike and Blaze. Jeremy, they've all found their way back to the front of the field. So let's go ahead and interview Kale. Kale, you made your way back up to the field. Feels weird to be interviewing you and not racing with you, but you made your way from the front of the field. Ended up getting caught up in some stuff, went to the back. Now you're back up to the front. Going to be about a 7-lap shootout. How are you going to try to get it done?
Hopefully roll the top here. If I can get a good restart, I'll manage to roll on the top and see if the 42 will mean I maybe can go to the front, and then we'll just race it out from there, hopefully.
Yes, sir. You're going to be starting fourth on this restart, going to be on the top. How effective has that top been on restarts, and how big do you think this restart's going to matter for to decide the winner of this race?
Restart's going to matter 100% because, I mean, with us, how many laps there is left, I mean, there's you can go chase them down, but who knows about that. But the top is, I mean, I feel like it's better for this first lap, well, for the first corner, actually, because I feel like everyone just either loses on the bottom or just doesn't get enough speed, so... Hopefully we can make it to the end. That's what I'm hoping for, just to make it to the end.
Yeah, definitely. Going to have to watch out for it. You put it on lap 26 last. Are you guys good on fuel, and how's those old tires feeling? Tracks definitely change a lot. You see the temperature in the top right, 83 degrees. Now, I think we started the race at closer to 90, so big swing in the temperature. How much has that affected, and how much has the track changed from the start?
It feels different. Like, it's not a... It's not as slick once you have a few lap old tires. I mean, we haven't really ran these tires really that hard, but feels looking good. So I've got 13 laps left, so hopefully we can make it to the end and just finish it.
All righty. Well, good luck the rest of the way. Going to be starting P4, Kale McClinney. He's well related, just to say the least. But brother, so hoping to see him do good. But he's going to be starting P4, lesser experienced in the trucks and big tracks, to say the least. On short tracks, he can show up, run, be competitive, but not too known for the big track stuff. And he's been last few weeks asking me some questions about it and trying to run a little bit better at him for the league races. So he's going to be trying to compete for the league championship. But he's got the pro driver in Blaze behind him, so. Interesting to see what Kale does. He said he was going to try to roll that top, try to get it done, run that Larson line, or the line I like to run a lot, especially at Auto Club or any track where I can run the top. I'm going to run it. Put me in a dirt car, straight to the top. First one, try it. So he's going to try to get that line working. You saw it worked out for Nick on that last restart. He ended up making it work and getting it done. Roland Top was the highest on the track. I think he gained quite a few spots. So, going to all be here to play for. Here, Case Kale say it was restart's going to be pretty big deal. And I believe it will be, too. I think bottom might be a little bit better for this restart. If everybody goes down there, that top might come in, especially the momentum and the draft down the front straightaway. But pace car lights are out. Once again, we're going to be restarting on lap 44 as they cross the line. So, going to be ready for it. Greg and Bentley going to lead them to the green. Slowly approaching. Kale on the back bumper of Greg. 87 off to a good start. They're all going to try to wobble here. Kale to the gears. Got Blaze pushing him. Kale going to be on Neil's outside heading into turn number one. Said he was going to try to work with him to get it to work. And there he goes to the top. Blaze going to go to the middle. Neil on the bottom. Blaze on them fresh tires. Lap 34, last pitted. Kale, Neil, everybody up at the front. Actually, no, everybody's on. So Neil and Kale on lap 26, last pitted. Greg Wallen in that 94, last pitted on 23, so a little bit older tires. And the leader last pitted on lap 30. So they're at a tire disadvantage to Blaze. He's got 10 lap old tires, but Nick trying to make the moves to the front. You see Nick on the bottom underneath Neil. He last pitted on lap 34. So same lap tires as Blaze. Had a little bit of a harder path to get through the field. Ooh, you're going to see not contact Neil dropping back on the mold tires, not able to hold it. He's falling back, but our leader, the 87, up at the front. Bentley taking it, taking a point so far on that cleanly colored Gatorade truck. Went to the back during this race. Kale racing for battle for P number three, battle at a pro driver. He's doing all he can there. Going to stay in the draft. Got three white cars on the bottom. Similar-ish paint schemes with the white, different colored numbers, a little bit of side design. But Kale to the bottom once again. Going to have to be careful to wash it up. But Nick trying to roll that top. Nick, you saw him try it on that last restart. He's working that top line. He's trying to do as much as he can. You see the 87 trying to break the draft and Blaze to the bottom. Underneath Greg. Not going to be clear, though, in the center. They're going to get pretty close. See how hard Kale battles Nick down the front straightaway, or is he just going to try to push him? I believe he's just going to try to push him as the two in front side draft each other pretty hard. Blaze then tries to run away, but he's not going to be able to stay side by side with him. Nick, with a big push to Kale, ends up chipping him off in the corner. Nick trying to just find the clean air. As Blaze runs the wall, Kale to the middle, little lower middle. And Nick going to get to Kale's outside. Two guys that are in the league, two young guns. Ooh, Blaze is on the wall right in front of Nick. That's going to lose Blaze a lot of momentum now. They're going to be three wide in the first bottom three lanes. Nick going to be pretty aggressive on it. Is he going to be able to get clear of Kale? Yes, he is. He's going to try to get as much down. Ooh, they make contact. Blaze and Nick on the front straightaway. They're going to make contact. Blaze in the wall. He's going to overcorrect and into the field. Not what you think you'd see from a pro driver. The overcorrect. See what they're saying in chat. Let's go back and take a look at that.
That's the second time that guy has turned right into somebody.
Let's see. Nick over the bumps. Yeah, he ends up making contact with Blaze.
I have no idea how I missed that. Wow.
And Blaze, I think, had a chance to save it, but just didn't.
I'm on 75.
That was, yeah, he didn't even try to straighten out the wheel once again. A lot of play in the wheel, it looked like, but, yeah, he then overcorrects again, trying to save it, and, the field, nowhere to go. Mike ends up seeing him wrecking, got Neil right in front of him, comes down, they both get into it, and then it's still wrecking out back. So a lot of cars get taken out in that deal. A lot of cars with blow motors. Mike McMillan, as we're on board with. A 32, Steven Grinnell. He ends up having a blowed motor. Neil loses a bunch of spots, but Kozvit, Nick looked like he straightened out the wheel or something happened with him and he turns right. And they make contact on the front straightaway. Take another break before the restart here. And when we get lined back up, we'll be ready to go green, I believe. Alrighty, we're back. Little interview with Jeremy here. Jeremy, you're in P3. You're going to be P3 on this restart. Going to do a little double interview with you and Brandon. But you're going to be restarting P3 on this restart. Got Kel on the outside and Bentley, who's led a decent amount of laps at this closing part. What are you going to try to do to try to get this deal done? And what do you think is going to need to happen on this restart to end up winning her?
Well, I'm going to try to stay on the bottom, see if I can roll through the corner and get them coming off the exit. I'm a little worried about Brandon with the fresh tire starting right behind me, though.
That's right. Your teammate, or at least in the same chat with you, you could say, he last pitted on lap 42. Everybody, the two on your outside and you pitted on 34, and then Kill on lap 26 and Bentley on 30. So a lot of different tire strategies looking like, and Brandon, I know that you're in here. How much are you going to try to work with Jeremy? Are you just trying to clear him off of turn one and go and win this, steal this one?
I'm going to blow those doors off through turn one and two and try to win this thing, man.
I like it. Going to be a fight.
He's going to have to start calling me Flash after this race.
I like it. Going to be fun to watch. Good luck the rest of the way, guys.
Thank you.
You too, Kate. Thank you, buddy.
Horn Racing, or as what that kind of chat has been named, with Jeremy leading it, and then Brandon, one of his buddies. But coming back to the green, Kale on the outside, Bentley in the lead, going to be Jake Walsh starting P4. Hasn't been up at the front all race, kind of been mid-pack to the back most of this race, and he's gained a bunch of spots coming into it late. And it looks like working out good for him. So up 28 spots, the leader, Bentley, up 26. Ian Shear, 25, a little earlier in the field. They're a little bit more mid-pack, but pace car lights are out. We're going to come back to the green flag now. Here we go. Off of turn four. Could be the last restart. Going to be a green-white checkered. Green-white checkered here at Auto Club. Good luck, everybody. In the restart zone slowly. Kale, a little bit of a nose on it. Not going to be able to get too good of a restart. And Bentley's going to be clear. So, Kale stuck on that high line. Going to lose three spots or two spots by the turn one. He's going to have to get down to the bottom. You heard Brandon say he was just going to try to clear Jeremy. That didn't end up working. Jeremy now down the back straightaway. You're going to have to try to find all the momentum. And they make contact down the back straightaway. Kale sideways. See what happened there. Tries to get out of the way for Brandon, and just nowhere. They make contact, and Brandon gets at the back of him. They made a little bit of contact, but Jeremy, white flag this time. One more lap around. Jeremy versus Bentley, entering turn number one. Let's see what lane they choose. Both to the bottom of the racetrack. Jeremy, little bit fresher tires. Is that going to be enough? down the backstretch for the final time. Bentley trying to break side draft. As much draft as he can break, he's trying to break it. Jeremy trying to follow. Into 3 and 4. What lane do they go? Jeremy to the bottom. Not going to be able to get to his back bumper. Bentley. Bentley down the front straightaway is going to win it at Auto Club.
Congrats, Bentley.
Thank you, Jay.
I would definitely...
Hearing everybody saying congratulations, Bentley. Ends up getting the job done. Solid run for him. Up 26 spots from the start of the race. Ends up getting it done. Holds off Jeremy at the last lap. Awesome finish throughout the race. Great race between everybody. And definitely fun to announce during that. But Bentley end up getting it done. Jeremy ends up P number 2. Jake Walsh, P number 3. Lyle in that 68 truck, he ends up P4. Blaze, P5. Good comeback for him. Brandon, P6. Mike, Ian, Joseph, Stephen, William. Rounding off the top 10. Kel finishes a lap down. Greg Wallen. Wellen, he was up there at the start. Nick, 4 laps down. They didn't get back running, but you're a winner. It's going to be Bentley. Ends up getting it done. Congratulations to Bentley. Cool. A non-league guy ended up winning this one. Got a bunch of new cars, so non-league guy ends up winning it. But, yeah, that's going to end up doing it. If you guys enjoyed watching the stream, we let subscribe. We're going to be starting League Tuesday. So hopefully everybody we get more cars for it. Daytona, first race. First league race. Going to have playouts and all that for the championship. And maybe do a custom diecast of your truck. So, but Bentley ends up getting it done. Congratulations, Bentley. And, yeah, hopefully see you guys later.